Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, December 23, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is trading in weaker ranges across the board, hitting its lowest levels since early October, as measured by the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. The buck is closing out the year on a downward trajectory, on pace to record its worst annual performance since 2017. While the second half of 2025 saw some recovery, thanks to Federal Reserve interest rate cuts, the dollar couldn't fully recover from its historically poor performance in the first 6 months of the year. In fact, the first half of 2025 marked the worst six-month stretch for the dollar since 1973, when the currency's tracking began. Adding to the dollar's woes, a late-year appetite for risk is driving investors toward equities. The S&P 500 index is currently enjoying a three-day winning streak, further pressuring the buck. This morning's economic indicators painted a mixed picture for the U.S. economy. Let's break it down. Q3 Gross Domestic Product, GDP. The economy grew by 4.3%, surpassing the 3.3% estimate. Personal consumption, consumer spending also exceeded expectations, rising by 3.5% compared to the forecasted 2.7%. This contributed to inflationary pressures, as the core personal consumption expenditures index came in at 2.9%. Durable goods orders. On the downside, November's durable goods orders contracted by 2.2%, a sharper decline than the anticipated 1.5% drop. Before we continue, a quick reminder, Monex USA offices will close early tomorrow, December 24th, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time for Christmas Eve. We'll be closed on Christmas Day, but Monex USA Online will remain open for your convenience. From all of us at Monex USA, we wish you a joyful holiday season filled with peace, prosperity, and good health. Thank you for your continued trust and loyalty. The euro has climbed to its strongest level against the dollar since late September. With no major data releases from the eurozone until January 2nd, the shared currency is benefiting from growing doubts about the U.S. economic outlook. Optimism is also building around deeper integration among European Union members, which could enhance industrial and military reliability. Despite some challenges in the second half of the year, the euro has gained over 14% in 2025. The Japanese yen is also on the rise, moving away from its weakest levels against the dollar since January. Speculation around potential foreign exchange intervention has fueled enthusiasm for the yen. European banks, including Societe Generale, have suggested there's a compelling case for intervention. However, Japan's financial landscape has shifted this year, moving from its traditional steadiness to an environment of increased volatility and unpredictability. As we approach 2026, traders are closely watching for signs of long-term tightening in Japan's monetary policy. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.